We're jumping back in here live because we're now sitting with the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, who's joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary.
Sure, glad to be on.
Very glad to have you. So this is a big week, pitching tax reform. Do you think that we could expect a Senate budget vote as early as this week? Will they succeed in getting those 50 votes?
Well, we hope so. We're very optimistic because the public interest in tax reform has been building, and that should help us get to the budget, which is the first step.
You had put out a new report yesterday from the Council of Economic Advisors saying that this is going to be a big growth, something like $4,000 for the average American tax-paying family. Tell us about that.
Yes, there's a statistical study that the CEA just concluded showing that in lower tax countries, lower corporate tax countries, wages go up. And between that and the lower tax rates is how you get to 4,000 or more.
So when we look at, say, you know, let's move over. The corporate tax rate, obviously, like a huge deal here, moving it to 20%. The president, obviously, this is one of his primary focuses. But when we move over to the individual tax brackets, you know, going from, as the president says, 8 to 4, or as we know it now, 7 to 3, where you're going to have that when we get the actual numbers here and we get what those brackets are when they're worked out, will people who are, say, in the 25% tax bracket now be in the 25% tax bracket under the Trump plan?
Well, it all depends on the different variables,
yes.
But there's nobody whose taxes really should be going up. And the framework specifically provides that the committees in the House and Senate can provide additional middle income tax relief.
Talk about that, because it sounds like when I hear the president speak yesterday in his press briefing with Mitch McConnell, he keeps mentioning the middle class. Clearly he cares about them. But I saw a report from Bloomberg last week that he was concerned that the state and local tax deduction going away may result in some middle class tax increases for people in their federal income taxes. Is that something that's being worked on right now?
Well, it is. The problem with taxes is there's always some stray outlier who gets adversely affected. So as more research is done, we'll find those few things and try to cure them.
What are the big things right now that are worth curing?
Well, but in general, in terms of the state and local tax, the top 1% of earners get 10%, get 30% of that total relief. The top 10% of earners get 64%, and the top 20% of earners get 80% of the relief. So it's very, very highly concentrated.
And people are going, especially Democrats, are probably going to say, you're giving tax breaks to the wealthy. But who pays the taxes? Who pays the bulk of the taxes in this country are the people who make more money. So it's almost impossible to not give the quote-unquote wealthy a tax break because they're the ones who are paying the taxes. What about the other end of the scale, the people who are the lower income earners in this country? A lot of them don't pay a federal income tax. Are they going to stay stagnant? What about that group of people? We don't talk a lot about them.
Well, the bottom 40% not only pay no tax, they get a check from IRS. So they're already very well absolved from taxes.
Okay. And is that group going to expand?
That group will expand because the doubling in the standard deduction will push a lot more people into the zero tax bracket.
So what happens, though, down the road when people say maybe those people should start paying taxes? It's very hard to tell a group of people who aren't paying taxes, a federal income tax, and also maybe even getting a check, that they're not going to get that. People will say that's a tax hike on the poor.
Well,
is there a danger in expanding that?
Let's worry about future tax changes later.
All right.
Right now, we have our hands full.
Yeah, Mary, come on.
This one
got a question.
I'm just trying to think ahead.
Good question. I'm interested in general in all of this, especially as it impacts the middle class. What other relief will the middle class see? Well, you're introducing a child tax credit as well.
Well, the child tax credit is a good thing. The retirement incentives, the savings incentives, those will remain. But the most important thing is that in addition to all the arithmetic now built in, the framework specifically gives the committees the ability to do more middle-income tax relief. So they'll probably figure out even more things to do.
I'm interested, you know, one of the things that's different about Trump campaign's tax plan and the current tax plan that we're seeing from the Big Six is there's no mention of carried interest or hedge funds, which is something President Trump talked about a lot during the campaign. Why didn't that end up making the final plan?
Well, the administration still favors getting rid of carried interest, period. We hope that will eventually be negotiated into the plan with the committees.
What kind of hope do you have for Democratic support? I know that Manchin, Heitkamp, and McCaskill had dinner with Ivanka and Jared last night, Kushner. What are you thinking in terms of Democrats being able to support the tax bill?
Well, I think a lot of the dinner was about the child care provision, but I haven't been totally debriefed on it, so I can't be sure how far they got.
What percentage of people in this country own or are employed by S-Corps?
Oh, gee, that's a very big number.
It is, right?
In fact, it's the reason why the National Federation of Independent Businesses is supporting the program. So is the National Farm Bureau.
So someone who owns an S-Corp, they pay the taxes through their own personal income tax ID number. What does this do for them?
Well, what it does for them is it lowers the rate, because right now, depending on their bracket, they could be subject to the maximum individual rate. Now, legitimate businesses that are flow-throughs would be subject only to the 25% rate.
So that's huge for a lot of employers and employees in this country.
Potentially huge.
When you get those businesses down and corporations down to 20%, how soon do you think we see that 3% economic growth projection that the White House is hoping for?
Oh, certainly within a year.
A year. In a year's time, we'll be at 3%. I mean, right now, in this quarter, we're down a little bit thanks to the storms, I think, in part, but we had 3% in a prior quarter this year.
Well, I think we would have been over 3% if it weren't for the hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
And when can we look forward to some of these details about tax brackets and some more meat to this, so that people can sit down, do their taxes, and say, what's this going to do for me?
Well, that'll be as the committees get going. It's really the committees who write the tax legislation. The administration, the president, has proposed the broad framework. Now it's for them to fill in the blanks.
All right. That voice you're hearing right there is Secretary Wilbur Ross. He's the United States Secretary of Commerce. And we're very grateful to have had you as a guest this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you so much.
Good to
have you stop by.